Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 182. Hello, friends. Hello, my beautiful, talented friends full of potential. That's you. I hope you're doing amazing. I really do. And I don't just say that. I hope you are. Personally, I am. I'm doing great. I'm doing amazing. And I don't say that to like put myself on another level where like I'm doing amazing and you're trying to do amazing. I say that, you know, I'm amazing because that's what I believe. I believe I'm doing amazing. I believe great things are happening in my life and more great things are on their way, you know, and I legitimately think this, you know, I'm doing amazing. I really am. And I think you could say the same about yourself and your life. I think you can say that. I think everyone can say that. You just have to get to a point where you stop overthinking things. Where you stop overthinking your life, what you're doing, where you've come from, what you've done, what you haven't done. You just have to stop overthinking. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode. And I think I found a really effective way to do this. It's really, really, really worked for me. And I'm like a chronic former overthinker. If you met me 5 years ago, I'd be like, hi, I'm Case. I'm an overthinker. You know, and everyone else would be like, hey, Case, welcome. Like kind of like a support group for overthinkers. But, you know, I've really overcome that. I'm like, I'm 5 years overthinking free, you know, and not that I don't ever overthink currently, but I found something that really takes those tendencies that I used to have and literally shuts them up like fast. Like, again, I get tempted to overthink things still, but I found a really simple and effective way to take those thoughts and just shut them down. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode. And I'll get into it before I do. Really quick, don't skip this. I have a quick announcement for you. I've teased it a little bit on Instagram here and there, but I'm absolutely in love with this idea of music and mindfulness. You know, I wanna shout it from a mountain. You know, I don't care who hears it. I want to shout it from a mountain. And I'm going to be doing this because in a month, I'm going to be releasing my first original album. It's original music and original mindfulness. And it's so freaking dope. I wish I could show you what I have right now, but I'm going to tease it just a little bit. And this is something I've been working on for the past 4 months. You know, I'm not a musician, but I've got a really good ear, I would say. And I'm really passionate about this and I'm pretty creative. So I've made this project work. And you'll see what I've created in only a couple of weeks, but it's going to be everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music, all music streaming platforms. So you'll be able to get your fix of mindfulness, but also some really groovy original house music tunes. I think you're really going to dig them. So I can't wait to show it to you. And this is just a quick tease for me. I'll be releasing some additional teasers in the coming weeks, but get excited. I'm really excited about this, really passionate about it. And I think you're really going to dig it. So thank you. Thank you, as always, for supporting me and more to come on that. But today's episode about overthinking, really simple here that, you know, there's no denying that overthinking is a really annoying thing. We all do it. And the reality is it gets us nowhere. And all it does is it makes us anxious. It slows down our decisions. It blinds us to how amazing we really are, all the momentum we have, all the great things we have in our lives. So obviously, like, we don't like to overthink. It's not like something we consciously choose to do. We don't enjoy it, but we do it. You know, we do it. It's a human thing to do. And we allow it, unfortunately, to become part of our everyday life. We allow it to affect how we see ourselves. We allow it to affect our careers, our relationships, and everything. And to set the context here, overthinking can look like a lot of different things. It can be overthinking the what ifs and that make you particularly anxious in your life. Like, what if I haven't heard from that person in a day because, you know, he or she decided to ghost me and I don't know it? Or what if that person secretly hates me and I haven't realized it? Or, you know, what if I left the oven on? Just like hypothetical what if overthinking. That's just kind of like general anxious overthinking. It's you coming up with scenarios that might not even remotely be plausible, and you run the scenarios over and over and over again, and you kind of just spend all this time overthinking your future. But there's another kind of overthinking, and that's what I want to talk about today. It's the reverse overthinking that looks at everything that's happened to you in your life in the past, and you just overthink it. You look at everything you've done, all the things you haven't done, everything that's ever happened to you, relationships, your career, health, like literally anything, and you overthink those what ifs. You're like, what if I had done this instead of that? What if I had said this instead of that? You know, just what if, what if, what if? Overthinking the past, overthinking everything that's happened to you in your life. And personally, that's my kind of overthinking. I used to lay awake at night overthinking every decision I've ever made. And it ended up being this kind of like really shitty way of guilting myself, of like shaming myself for, you know, possibly, maybe, potentially not having made the right decisions in my life. And then as a result, you know, beating myself up for it. And that kind of overthinking is particularly debilitating because it then turns into the first type of overthinking I referenced, overthinking the future. And that's no good. That's no bueno. So I want to talk about how to address this kind of overthinking specifically. The overthinking where you think in circles about what has already happened in your life. And I want to talk about this because if you can come to a peaceful but confident acceptance of what has happened in your life, I found that you then also tend to adopt the same mentality towards what will happen, what could happen. So it's kind of like a win-win to get to a place of peaceful acceptance. And personally, I think that that's how life is meant to be lived. It's meant to be lived intentionally, but without thinking in circles, without doubting yourself, without always wondering what if. You know, I really do think that the purpose of your life should be to find peace. Peaceful acceptance of how you're living, what you want, what you're doing, how you've been living. When you achieve that, you're free to be happy because you're no longer like allowing your mind to play tricks on you to cause you to doubt yourself. So what is it? How do I overcome overthinking in my life? I'll tell you. And the first thing I'll say is that there's no magic cure for overthinking. It's not like you flip a switch and all of a sudden you're cured. You know, mindsets don't develop that way. But what I think you can do is you can replace. You can substitute one thought for another thought, one mindset for another mindset. And in the case of overthinking, you know, I know what it's like. I know the thought patterns I have. I know when I overthink. I know how I overthink. And because I can identify those moments and those tendencies, I can also replace those moments and those tendencies with something else. And personally, I replaced it with something very specific that has really helped me. And it's actually a quote from a movie, shocker, from a movie, No Country for Old Men. And it's kind of a dark movie, and it's not even like a favorite movie of mine. But this quote has always stuck with me. And substituting this in the place of more what if overthinking thoughts has really helped me in big ways. So the quote goes as follows. It goes, "You'll never know what worse luck your bad luck has saved you from. You'll never know what worse luck your bad luck has saved you from." AKA, your bad luck saves you from even worse luck. And I hear something like that and I'm like, yes, you know, that's it. In my mind, this idea rescues me from my tendency to overthink because it's so much easier to see life in the way I'll describe here that, you know, I shouldn't judge something or start to run the what ifs in my mind until I've taken time to see the bigger picture. That something happening could be saving you from something that's not meant to be. That something could be saving you from something bad, something even worse from happening, from something you don't want to happen. And I really, really, really live by this because it grounds me in reality. Because at its core, overthinking means you suffer more from your imagination than you do reality. You suffer more from all the things that are going on in your head, the hypotheticals, than what's actually going on in your life. But I see this quote And this idea of being saved from future bad luck, and it roots me in reality. And reality is a great place to be. And I'll give you a couple of examples here about what I'm talking about. Like one, I've worked at a company here in Chicago for like almost 6 years now, running a sales team. And it's been a tumultuous couple of years, a lot of ups and downs, a couple acquisitions, a couple of, you know, executive turnovers, like people leaving. And a lot of colleagues have been like, "Case, man, like what's going on? You know, the ship's going down. What do you think about all this BS?" And my answer has always been the same, that I see opportunity in times of chaos. Like when something happens, when someone is fired, someone leaves, or I don't get promoted, or I lose a deal or something like that, like I apply this quote, you know, that thing happening is protecting me from a continued course that is not right for me. You know, that person being fired is good for me, because continuing to work with him or her, it wasn't right for me in the long run. Or like losing that deal protected me from something in the future that was not right for me. And that's how I look at things. And it's really protected me from doing what I used to do, which would have been, you know, oh God, he's leaving. She's fired. Oh, I lost that deal. Okay. Commence overthinking in 3, 2, 1. And then I'd go, why? What if? What does that mean? Should I start job hunting? What is something I did? What is something I didn't do? What could I have done different? All these things. And now it's like, nah. You know, now I'm simply like, that's okay. Maybe I'm a little stressed out, but I'll never know what worse luck this string of bad luck has saved me from. You know, I trust that I'm heading in the right direction and that a bad thing happening is actually saving me from a worse thing happening. That's an example. Another example, I've mentioned this story specifically in some old episode, a relationship episode, but it was the kind of funny story I've shared that I went on a date a while back with this woman. And during the date, like an hour in, like two drinks in, all of a sudden, this woman abruptly takes her phone out, orders an Uber, and is like, I have to go feed my dog. And then poof, she was gone. She left. Like in a minute, we went from chatting to her completely being gone. And old me would have been like, I would have absolutely overthought the house down on that occasion. I would have been like, what the F did I do? Was it something I said? Was I not funny? Was I not successful? Was I not carrying myself well? And just like, so I would have overthought that in circles. But nah, I apply the same idea here, that this unlucky kind of shitty moment is saving me from an even unluckier, even more shitty moment in the future. Like, dating her for a year only to realize that she wasn't right for me and I wasted that time. Or dating her for a year only to have her do that a year later and, you know, break your boy's heart. You know, that bad luck saved me from worse luck in my mind. And that's not something that I'll ever overthink. It's something that I celebrate and something that I'm thankful for. And that's how I oversee, that's how I see overthinking. That's how I combat overthinking. That's how I handle it. Again, that you'll never know what worse luck, your bad luck, is saving you from. Or one more example, I remember hearing a story about a guy who was a great college football player. And in one game, he really hurt himself going for like a tackle or something. He ended up really like tweaking his neck on the play. And so we went to the hospital for x-rays and tests and everything. And during that process, they discovered like a life-threatening tumor was on his like brain stem. And through that process, they ended up, you know, taking necessary steps and saving his life from that brain tumor. And it would have been easy for that dude to like overthink everything that happened in that game, that tackle, the play, his athletic ability, everything. Or as it was proven to him later, to, you know, now he's got this mentality of, okay, yeah, that sucked. Yeah, maybe I would have done things different on that play, but it actually saved me from something really, really, really bad in the future. And obviously, that's a bit of an extreme example, but I apply that mindset to my life's overthinking. I apply that mindset when I find myself looking back and second guessing my decisions and what happened or what didn't happen. I say, instead of overthinking this, I'm going to say something else. You know, I don't know where life might have gone wrong if that thing didn't happen. I don't know what bad things this helped me avoid. So I'm okay with it happening the way it happened. I'm grateful it happened the way it happened. Like it's protecting me. And that kind of thinking saves me from overthinking. And it definitely takes practice because you'll always be tempted to overthink. But I think the more you do this, the more it will start to come naturally to you. a peaceful acceptance of what's happened in your life, because you grow to see any bad luck, any failure, any rejection, any life curveballs as protecting you from even bigger ones from happening in the future. You grow to see that breakup, that rejection from that person you're dating or that person you thought you wanted to date. You see it now as a sign that it's protecting you from something that wasn't meant to be. It could have been the person, it could have been the timing, but now you have this peaceful acceptance of what happened. You know, you grow to see that career curveball. Maybe it's getting let go, maybe it's being passed up for a promotion or something. You see those things as a sign that it's protecting you from something that's not meant to be. That eventually you'll look back and be like, oh, thank God. You know, thank God I don't still work at that company, because if I did get promoted or I didn't get let go, I never would have found that other place where I now work. And I wouldn't have met such and such person at that place. And that person's so important to me, right? That's how I see this, that you can't connect the dots looking forward in life. You can only do it backwards. And sometimes you have to wait for that bigger picture to appear to know why something had to happen, to know what worse luck, your bad luck, is protecting you from in life. And that's the mindset that I replace overthinking with. And it's really effective for me to move from suffering in my own imagination to living in my own reality. You know, that's a reality that has been shaped by a lot of different events and experiences and misses and failures and rejections. But in my mind, rather than overthinking the what ifs, the ways I might have, could have, possibly avoided those things from happening, I say, it's okay. You know, I'm okay with what happened because it protected me from things that aren't right for me. And I really don't think that's like wishful thinking. I don't think it's pie in the sky, unicorns and rainbows kind of thing. I think if something works for you, then you can't scoff at it. And this really, really works for me. It means I accept things with a sense of humility and I just feel at peace. So that's what this mindset is. And I'll say it again, that you never know what worse luck your bad luck has saved you from in life. You never know what worse luck your bad luck has saved you from in life. So the next time you find yourself tempted to overthink some turn of events in your life, and the next time you find yourself tempted to run the what ifs, to consider all the things you could have done different or better, consider this idea. You know, that thing happened, that bad luck happened, but it happened to save you from even worse luck. That turn of events is protecting you from what's not meant to be. Bad is protecting you from worse. And I seriously think looking at life this way will protect you from your own overthinking. And it'll naturally move you again to this place of peaceful acceptance. And that's a great place to be, because when you're there, you get out of your own way. You stop overthinking the past. And when you stop overthinking the past, you stop overthinking the present and the future, and you're free to just live. So I'll leave it right there. I hope this gave you something just to think about, something to consider, that you'll never know what worse luck your bad luck has saved you from in life. And I hope this moves you to a place of peace and just living your life with more acceptance. And again, I'd love if you'd share this episode with a friend, tell them to give it a listen and think about all those bad things they perceive have happened to them in life, and consider that those bad things might actually be serving a bigger, more impactful purpose for them. Let me know, as always, what you're thinking on Instagram at case.kenny, or text me. I'm back on my text game. I promise to respond, to do my best to respond. My number is 312-584-4002. It's in the description. And until next episode, I'm out.